when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
Well, here we go once again, time for another round of Tim's Hoompa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show every week, right about this time, right about this spot. I crank up the record players and see what we can find to make the hour interesting. I don't actually crank up the record players, not even when we do a 78. I actually have electric record players. No need to crank them up. But I guess figuratively, like how people say, I'm glad I got that on tape, or boy, glad we got that on film. I'm cranking up the record players. These are all things nobody really does much anymore. Anyway, got a couple of requests to get into the show this week. Got a Halloween song to get into the show this week. Oh, God, there's a lot of stuff going on here. Let's just get things rolling. You're probably not listening to this on a Sunday afternoon, although you could be. So we'll start with Sunday afternoon. Here's Eddie Zima. There you go, Eddie Zima there. That's called Sunday Afternoon. And hey, if you listen to the show on a Sunday afternoon, that makes it even more perfecter, you know what I mean? Anyway, we got a new show started. It's too late to turn back now. Well, how are things in northern Minnesota? I know you're asking me that. No, you're not, but I'm going to tell you anyway. It's cold. It's 40 degrees right now. It's supposed to be down to the 20s tonight. See, that's what happens here. You get just a few days of fall, and then it gets windy and cloudy and cold, and it blows all the leaves off the trees, and everything gets ugly in a hurry, and the next thing you know, you're in the middle of winter. I don't know what the deal is, but that's the way it goes sometimes. Oh, let's see. What do we have on the old schedule here next? It's the Left Lackawanna Polka. I don't really know what that means, but it's fun to say. Here's Walt Jaworski and his TV orchestra.
Black.
All right, there you go. There, Lift Lack, go on. I have no idea what they're talking about. But I'm sure somebody out there does. If you do, send me an email. Explain it to me or something, all right? Walt Jaworski and his TV orchestra here on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldie show, talking about the World of Accordions Museum. Well, I wasn't, but I am now. Check them out online, in person, using your psychic powers, whatever works for you. Because anytime you get 1,400 accordions in one place, I think what they really need to do is find 1,400 accordion players and get them all in there. And holy cow, man, people would be able to listen to that from, you know, like a million, billion miles away. But yeah, they're in Superior, Wisconsin, and they are. They have over 1,000 accordions on display there. They have all sorts of other, I was going to say knickknacks, but that sounds so chintzy, doesn't it? Now, what does chintzy even mean? I have no idea. But they have a lot of other things. Memorabilia, collectibles, educational stuff, historical stuff, all sorts of paperwork and data. Or is it data? We don't know. But check it out. They have the world. They have the one of the world's only, get the words out, schools for accordion repair. And, you know, to be a technician, accordion technician. You don't see that on a lot of business cards. Check them out online, worldofaccordions.org. You shall find all the information there and some photos and a lot of history stuff. It's a cool website with a ton of information, worldofaccordions.org. Got it? Good. I got a request. Wait a minute. Let me find this. Normally, I'm a little more organized this and I just slide them right in here. But where did I put that now? You know, you put stuff in a computer and you think that it's going to be right there when you want it again. And then you find out it's not really. There it is. I knew we had a message here from somebody. Why is it so little? There we go. Ha ha! It says, please dedicate a song to Mike Meyer of Chester, Iowa. Well, after all, they did say please. And I can pronounce Mike Meyer. And I kind of like Iowa, so I'm sure that we can accommodate that request. And I thought, but they didn't specify a song or a band or a style, just to play a song for Mike Meyer of Chester, Iowa. And I thought, well, what would be like an obvious choice? And I thought, how about the R. Mike's Polka? Only makes sense. So for Mike down there in Iowa, I bet it's warmer down there. It is up here in northern Minnesota right now. Here's the R. Mike's Polka. This is Peter and Paul Wendinger here on Tim Zumpa Hour. Thank you. All right, there you go. Our Mike's Polka. That is that's for Mike down there in Chester, Iowa. And I don't know what they're doing down there in Chester, Iowa, but I'm sure they're having a good time. Peter and Paul Wendinger here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. I have a request for something from the Polka Padre coming up here in a little bit, too. So stand by for that. And that shows how you get a request in. There are many ways to do it. You can now, that particular request that I just played came in via text message, actually. And you can text or you can leave an actual phone call message, you know, like, hi, play this at area code 218-259-2985. Okay, that works for texting or for leaving a message, 218-259-2985. Or you can email oompahour at AOL.com or Facebook, facebook.com/Tim's Oompa Hour. And they got a thing you can send messages and all kinds of stuff there. So if you have request or dedication, question, comment, whatever, those are ways that you can address those situations. All right? All right. Little Richard and his Polka All-Stars. I love her polka.
Ja kocham swoją dziewczynę i ona kocha mnie. Ja kocham swoją dziewczynę i ona kocha mnie. Nigdy ja o niej zapomnę, jak my tańczyli i jak ładnie w ogródeczku my się kochali. Nigdy ja o niej zapomnę, jak my tańczyli i jak ładnie w ogródeczku my się kochali. Jestem długo na tej wojnie, jeszcze kocha mnie. Jestem długo na tej wojnie, jeszcze kocha mnie. Pisze w listach, że mnie kocha i o mnie myśli. A ja siedzę, przypominam, jak my kochali. Pisze w listach, że mnie kocha i o mnie myśli. A ja siedzę, przypominam, jak my kochali. Przyjechałem długi wojny, czekałem na mnie. Przyjechałem długi wojny, czekałem na mnie. Teraz już jestem i zarazem, razem na zawsze. Będę tak dziewczynę kochał całym sercem. Teraz już jestem i zarazem, razem na zawsze. Będę tak dziewczynę kochał całym sercem.
All right, there you have it there, little Richard here at Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. I got to remember to get my Halloween song in here. Every year I always play Eddie Lawrence doing the Frankensteiner Polka. I can't let it go by without getting that one in here. So, yeah, we'll have that coming up in a little bit in the show. So, Halloween polka fans, stand by for that one. I have Jolly Joe here, and I think I've been saying his name wrong for 112 years. Because I always say Jolly Joe Kozoil. I don't think that's right. It's K-O-Z-I-O-L. Kozoil seems better than Kozoil, doesn't it? I'm not sure. Anybody knows exactly how I should be saying Jolly Joe Kozoil? let me know. But I can pronounce the name of the song because it's Wanda's Polka. A little Jolly Joe for you here on Tim Zupa Hour. And it's your old-time oldie. So I was laughing because I just saw on, I don't even know where I saw it. Is that Facebook? Is that what I was looking at? There is, I'm sure you all know who Molly B is for the Molly B Polka Show on, what is that, RFD TV and all that. And they always have interesting merchandise for sale. I just happened to see they have playing cards with a picture of Molly and Ted on the cards from the they're wearing those what did they record last year? Is it Out Behind the Barn or something? And they're dressed like farmer. It's hysterical, and it caught me off guard. Anyway, I had a request that came in via the Facebook this week. That's pretty exciting, a text and a Facebook all in one week. Wanted to hear something by the Polka Padre, and again, just like my request out of Iowa this week, just play a song with no, you know, no direction. I mean, do you want a waltz? Do you want a polka? Do you want an oberic? You want a, you know, you want a swing number? What do you want? And so I thought, well, I'll just play the first Polka Padre record that I grab off the shelf. So here we go. The question is, who'd you like to love ya?
Love ya, honey, can't you see? I hope you're gonna stay.
All right, there you have it there by request, actually. Polka Padre, who'd you like to love you? Wow, kind of crunchy at the end of that record. Hey, we got, it's always records here on the show, by the way, for those of you that may wonder how come sometimes you might hear one that sounds kind of scratchy. And they're like, why is it sound scratchy in this modern day and age when everything is digital? Because the Oompa Hour is old school, man. I got turntables, I'm playing records, because that's the American way or something. I have no idea. Let's do a waltz. We try to do at least one waltz in every show. Now seems like an appropriate time for that. I have one from Lil Wally and the Harmony Boys, actually. And I don't play this record very often because it doesn't seem happy. And after all, polkas are happy music for happy people, right? That's what they say. I've been saying that for like 200 years. I don't know why, but for 200 years, at least. Here's Lil Wally and the Harmony Boys. You can waltz, though. And I have the blues.
I have the blues because I had to lose you. I have the blues because you went astray. I have the blues because I had to lose you. Another taking you away, broken heart, sad and blue, all because of losing you. Oh, what can I do? Broken heart, sad and blue, all because of losing you.
There you have it. I have the blues with Lil Wally and the Harmony Boys on Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. I know y'all waiting for an update. I know you are, because if you've been following along the show the last few weeks, I had another eye surgery. And my first one was back in June. I had a detached retina, which led to immediate emergency eye surgery. And that seemed to work, but somehow it left me with a hole in my macular, which required another surgery because attempts to coax it to heal on its own did not work. I had surgery for that one a couple of weeks ago, and that was a whole different deal, man. There's a lot more discomfort involved in that, and they tell me it's because they didn't knock me out as good. It's like, gee, thanks, guys. In fact, tomorrow I'm going to see the eye surgeon for the first follow-up appointment on the last one. And I'm going to vote that it did not work out the way they planned. That's just my guess. It's going to be weeks, months, actually, before I really know. But they can tell if something's gone wrong and they got to go in again. But they say once it's patched up, it's like at least 6 months before you know how good the vision's going to return to that eye. So I don't know. But nothing hurts. And everything's blurry and weird in my right eye, and I got a bubble in there that they blow up to hold everything together while it's healing. It's just, it's weird stuff, man. But I know some of you probably following along with the story, and so that's the story. I had the second surgery and the follow up and all that, and we'll see how it goes. I'm not overly concerned yet, but definitely concerned anyway. Let's get back to some music, because that is what we're here for. I am going to play the Frankensteiner Polka here in just a couple of minutes. But before that, let's do one from Eddie Lash and the House Party Polka. Eddie Lash there, and of course his star concertina. That's the House Party Polka, and you know that's a popular record because that one came out of an old jukebox, and the record is exceptionally worn, and you can see in the middle between where the grooves end and the label starts, there's a ring worn into the record because that's where the little drive mechanism for the jukebox rides. That's one of the ways you could tell a jukebox record from like a normal record anyway, so... Hey, more valuable information that will never really make a difference in your day-to-day life. I promise you, I got the Frankensteiner Polka coming up. And if you have any kids around, little kids, even teenagers, you might want to round them up here in the next couple of records because they might get an especially good hoot out of it. It's actually from 1958, but it's still a good record. That's coming up in a couple of minutes. Only play it once a year. So stand by for that. Before that, how about Whoopee John and the Band? Here's the Hello Joe Polka. Thank you. Whoopi John there, and the Hello Joe polka, you could tell because they occasionally stopped to say hi to Joe while they were doing the song. It's very nice of them. All right, I'm telling you, the Frankensteiner polka is coming up here in a little bit. I've been promising you that the whole show. I'm not going to wait to play it last. I know that's what all the big shot shows do. You know, no matter what you're watching, they're coming up, this amazing thing, and it's always the last thing to make you stay up late, but I'll get it here in a couple of minutes. Let's do Al Soika and the orchestra. Here's the Sailor Boy Polka. There you go, Al Soika and the orchestra and the Sailor Boy Polka. This is Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show. Glad you decided to fritter away this hour, hanging out with the show on your radio or your computer or your iPad or your phone or, let's see, what else? Or your radio. Did I say radio already? Because it's on radio. It's all over the place. The technology nowadays just kind of blows my mind. But I've been promising you my annual Halloween song. I actually have several Halloween-themed polkas, and I always only play this one because this is like my favorite out of the bunch, and I've played it every year for the last several years. From 1958, you might remember Eddie Lawrence. He was probably best known as the Old Philosopher. He did actually had a hit record called The Old Philosopher, where he would talk about how life stinks, and then you should pick yourself up and dust yourself off and take care of things and whatnot. And he did a lot of TV appearances, a lot of movies, a lot of character acting, and a lot of voices in cartoons, and all kinds of stuff. And he didn't do a lot of singing recordings. And maybe this is why. I don't know. But originally released in 1958, here's Eddie Lawrence and the Frankensteiner Polka.
Everybody scream. Everybody run
out of the way.
When Frankenstein is dancing, it's a barrel of fun. Everybody howl.
Ow.
Everybody hoot. When Frankenstein is dancing, it's good.
Oil stuffed you in a bowl of sauerkraut.
It's gemütlich.
Ooh, when the monster gets unhappy, that's it. Watch out!
When Frankenstein is dancing, it's a barrel of fun. He's got lead in his veins and chains on the brains. He's a regular junk.
The big bass fiddle. He threw it out the window and he started to laugh.
Ho, ho, ho.
Look what he did to the grand piano. He banged one note and he broke it in half.
Crunch!
Look what he did to the concertina. He stretched it out and stretched it out and tore it right in two.
Rip!
Look what he did to the side of the building. He swung out his partner and she went.
Everybody hop. He wouldn't let them stop, but he busted up a lot of other stuff. But the night they played the Frankenstein of Volker, that was the night. That was the night. That was the night we fell in love.
It's so wonderful to know I brought two nice teenagers together.
I don't know why. I love that one, man. Eddie Lawrence, there's the Frankensteiner Polka, our traditional Halloween number here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. And, yeah, you're probably not actually hearing the show on Halloween, but you're in the Halloween mood and you probably bought some bags of candy. That's my theory anyway. So, there. I wanted to get it in before I wound up forgetting about it by later in the show. Let's go to the Earl Schmidt Band, shall we? Here's the Jet Polka.
Thank you.
There you have it there, the Earl Schmidt Band and the Jet Polka here on Tim Zumba Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. Hey, you've been hanging in there pretty good. Pretty good for this hour's presentation for the week here. And, wow, still time to get in a few more tunes, which is good. I feel like maybe I'm talking too much and not playing enough records. It's my record stack isn't getting big enough. Let's have Eddie Blazonczyk's Versatones do a number for us. Here's the Chicago Town Polka.
Countryside, I've been both here and there. I've seen the gals in other towns, there's none that can compare. North and south and east to west, there's just one place for me. It's known as the Windy City, it's the place to be.
Oh, I wish I was back in Chicago Town. Chicago Town tonight. Oh, I miss those gals in Chicago Town. Chicago Town tonight. I should have never left Chicago as a little boy. I should have stayed right at home back in Illinois. Oh, I wish I was back in Chicago Town. Chicago Town tonight.
This land of ours, I've really moved around. From coast to coast, I've traveled and roamed its cities and small towns. With my band, I've toured this land, for you were gonna play a song about my favorite place in the good old USA.
Oh, I wish I was back in Chicago Town. Chicago Town tonight. Oh, I miss those gals in Chicago Town. Chicago Town tonight. I should have never left Chicago as a little boy. I should have stayed right at home back in Illinois. Oh, I wish I was back in Chicago Town. Chicago Town tonight.
There you go, Eddie Blazonczyk's Versatones there, and Chicago Town, here on Tim Zumpa Hour. I wanted to address, by the way, a couple of weeks ago, maybe 3 weeks ago, we talked about, even did it a couple of times, that I had been talking about doing the 78 of the week and pulling out a 78 RPM record, you know, the shellac jobs, those 10-inch babies that shatter into a million pieces when you smash them over somebody's head. And I still intend on doing that, but I have some problems. First of all, I got to get to the basement and I got to sort through mountains of 78s to pull out a year's worth. And part of the problem is, of course, a lot of the 78s were reissued on 45s, and I have the 45s in the studio. So the songs are getting played off the 45s, especially like on the Dana label and like all the Frankie Yankovics on Columbia. I've got most of those on reissued albums and 45s. So I don't want to go, oh, here's a rare 78, and it's something that we normally play. So I got to look for some of the oddballs and the never get played, the independent little labels and stuff, which is fun. That's problem one. Problem two is I'm a stickler for details, and y'all would never notice this. But you see, this is going to take way more time than I wanted to spend on it. 45s and 78s are different. Microgroove records, 45s and 33s. Are made with what the RIAA equalization curve, which affects your bass and your treble and your tone and all that, that didn't exist when 78s were being made. So if you play a 78 on a modern turntable, the RIAA equalization curve is built into that turntable, and it makes 78s sound muffled and kind of yucky. So to really play them and appreciate how good they can sound, you need to bypass the built-in equalization or have a preamp that allows you to switch it off. And I have one, but A, I can't find it, and B, once I do, I can't really figure out where I'm going to fit it into the studio here, because if I'm going to play a 78 every week, I've got to be able to change the equalization so that it's proper, or it's going to drive me batty. And you'll probably never even know the difference, but to be, you know, internally happy, I've got to figure it out. But once I do, I'm going to really try by the first of the year to have 78 of the week on the show. Because it'll be fun. It'll be something fun to do. So we'll see if that pans out, okay? Okay, here's Kenny Bass in the orchestra. It's One Potato, Two Potato. There you go, One Potato and Two Potato. Is not that the production company for the Hell's Kitchen TV shows? Isn't that at the end of the show, there's a little logo comes on, and the little voice goes, One Potato, Two Potato. Am I right or am I crazy? I have no idea. Anyway, Kenny Bass and the orchestra there as we near the end of the show for another week, if you can believe that. I used to get tons of requests for this next one, and I haven't played it for a while, and it just seems like this will be the right time. I don't know why. Alvin Sosinski, Hepsidinia. I don't know why people called for this one all the time, but maybe we'll get them all fired up again.
My wife is really mad at me, hopsasa. Stop drinking, she is telling me, hopsarena. The kids are walking without shoes, hopsasa. I'm only drinking 100 proof, hopsarena. And right away she hits the roof, hopsasa. She hits the roof and screams like mad, hopsarena. Now she won't let me sleep in bed, hopsasa. Because I'm drinking with my pal, hopsarena. My wife's exploding like a shell, hopsasa. Stop drinking, she is telling me, hopsarena. Or I will hang you from a tree, hopsasa. I have a rope around my neck, hopsarena. And now my wife cashes the checks, hopsasa. My drinking days forever gone, hopsarena. And my dear wife is finally won, hopsasa.
'cause I'm drinking with my pal, whoops-a-dinna. My wife is really mad at me, whoops-a-sa. Stop drinking, she is telling me, whoops-a-dinna. The kids are walking without shoes, whoops-a-sa. I'm only drinking 100 proof, whoops-a-dinna. And right away she hits the roof, whoops-a-sa. She hits the roof and screams like mad, whoops-a-dinna. Now she won't let me sleep in bed, whoops-a-sa. Because I'm drinking with my pal, whoops-a-dinna. My wife's exploding like a shell, whoops-a-sa. Stop drinking, she is telling me, whoops-a-dinna. Or I will hang you from a tree, whoops-a-sa. I have a rope around my neck, whoops-a-dinna. And now my wife cashes the checks, whoops-a-sa. My drinking days forever gone, whoops-a-dinna. And my dear wife is finally one, whoops-a-sa.
There, Alvin Sosinski there, hups it in ya here on Tim's Hoopa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Now, you know what? I realized that during the show this week, I did not play my commercial for the International Polka Association. And fortunately, as I look at the old clock on the wall, I have time to do that. So we'll do that, and then I'll close out the show. Okay? Okay.
Did you know there's a nonprofit organization that's been preserving and promoting polka music for almost 5 decades? Back in 1968, the International Polka Association was chartered to advance public interest in polka entertainment, including the study of polka music, dancing, and its rich history. The IPA even established the Polka Music Hall of Fame and Museum to honor deserving polka artists who've made significant contributions to the polka music industry. But to take polka music into the future, we need your help. Won't you consider joining the IPA? Your tax-deductible membership will help the IPA bring polka music to an even broader audience. For more information about the IPA, visit www.ipapolkas.com. That's www.ipapolkas.com. You'll also learn about the exciting annual IPA Festival and Convention. The International Polka Association, preserving the music we love.
See, now, doesn't it seem better that that you heard that in the show this week? Because it would have just seemed like we'd all be walking around for a week going, there's something missing, but I can't quite put my finger on it, you know? So, hey, check them out if you haven't done it anyway, the IPA folks, all right? And that puts the wraps on another Oompa Hour. Holy cow. Next week, we'll be lurching right into November, if you can imagine that. Holy cow, it's practically Christmas. Start your shopping early.
I'm getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records. I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones. This is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations. This is a polka DJ.
Tim's Oompa Hour, produced at the studios of KEBS Radio in downtown Bovee, Minnesota, and brought to you by the International Polka Association, when I remember the commercial, and the World of Accordions Museum. Back to do it again next week. In the meantime, stay happy, everybody.